Almost every one of you here will say your greatest motivation in life is love, and you can't define it. Doesn't that seem a little crazy? People say, well, I did it because I loved her, I loved him, and you can't define it. How do you know you're being loved if you can't define it? How do you know you're loving someone if you can't define it? How do you know you have a loving marriage or loving relationship if you can't define love? It's crazy. It's crazy. Three basic answers by Christians. Define love. First is God. Yes, but if you can't define love, that's a meaningless statement. It's like God is factor X. Are you with me? It's like you say, I can almost never find anyone who can define truth. It's incredible. I'll say define truth, God. Well, God is truth. But if you can't define truth, that statement is meaningless. Others will say, I'll say define love. Oh, Josh, don't you know? 1 Corinthians 13. The love chapter, Josh. No. 1 Corinthians 13 does not define love. It shows what love does, not what love is. Ooh. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love. Then say, define love. Oh. The majority of young people say, well, it's a feeling. That's so crazy. Love can't be a feeling. If love were a feeling, God couldn't command it. You can't command an emotion. You can't say to someone, feel better. Your mom can't say, she can say, you're going to eat your squash, but she can't say, and you're going to like it. You can't command an emotion. If love were an emotion, God couldn't command it. So what would love have to be for God or anyone to be able to command love one another? A what? A decision. A choice. No, follow with me. For you to command someone else to do something, there has to be a choice. Love has to be a decision, a choice. So how do you define love? Here's one of the problems. 38% of evangelical fundamental young people in a major study said, if you love someone, it makes sex right. These are evangelical, born-again Christian young people, that if you really love someone, it makes sex right. But here's the problem. 99% of them can't even define love. And so what they're saying is, if you love someone, I have no idea what it is, I can't define it, but if you have it, it makes it right. Do you see how crazy that is? What does it mean to love? In Ephesians 5:28, so husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. Whoa. Do you get what that says? I'm to love Dottie, not the way I love God, not the way I love others. I'm to love Dottie as I love myself, my own body. I bet you've never put much thought into that, have you? Love your wife as their own bodies. For he who loves his own wife loves himself. I thought you weren't supposed to love yourself. Then don't love your wife. Because it said, he who loves his wife loves himself. That's a little confusing. In Matthew 22, it sounds like this, where the religious leaders confronted Jesus, and they tried to trip him up. Said, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Remember how Jesus replied? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then he backed them into a corner. He said, the second commandment is similar unto the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Whoa. Did you catch that? Love your neighbor as yourself. My daughter Katie, when she was about 5, 6 years old, heard me speak on this. In the car going back home, she said something so profound. Most professors, everyone, miss it. Bible teachers miss it. Now think of this. This is from a 6-year-old girl. Said, Daddy, if you don't love yourself, your neighbor really has problems. Do you get that? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't love yourself, then boy, does your neighbor have problems. I raised my 3 daughters this way. My daughter, don't ever, 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 ever marry a man who does not love himself. Because if he doesn't love himself, you're going to suffer in your marriage.